When you walk into Ronnie Golan's State Street Art Gallery, there's a sense of both optimism and frustration in the air. And, of course, it's hard not to notice the many colors and shapes oozing from the paintings that line the walls. Some of them are from other local artists, and there are many done by Golan himself.
I do more realistic, I do abstracts. Depends what I feel like doing.
This is the fourth gallery Golan has opened in Rockford since he and his family moved here in the mid-1990s. He says he knows he's not going to make much money at this new location, but he keeps forging ahead anyway.
It's probably the hardest place in the United States to run an art gallery. And I see it as a mission of mine to educate people the importance of art to our community.
Golan says there are plenty of good artists in Rockford, but he feels not enough people in the community are in tune with what they are doing. That's something he hopes will change.
Then we're not asking for free money, but we're asking much more awareness. Come to openings, be involved.
In an attempt to create more awareness, Golan recently teamed up with the Rockford Area Arts Council, which gave him a grant to host an art teacher's exhibit. Council President Ann O'Keefe says her organization tries to work with individual artists as much as possible, but to make greater strides in getting these artists grants, she says they need to attract more corporate support. And right now it's a challenge, given how hard Rockford was hit by the recent recession.
The corporations are giving to the things, the necessities, food and shelter. We understand that's important. But then the arts fall to the bottom of the list.
O'Keefe says they are trying to build stronger relationships with the corporations by doing things that go beyond asking for money.
Can you lend us an executive? Can you lend us a marketing person? Can you help us with a public relations plan?
And O'Keefe says they're doing what other organizations have done to survive these difficult times, collaboration. That includes working with groups they never thought they would join forces with, like the Rockford Housing Authority. That partnership aims to find talent in the city's Ellis Heights neighborhood. And while the Arts Council tries to build up more financial support for individual artists, it's also trying to do more cross-promotion.
We can help them promote their openings. We can get people there. And I think that's been something that really energizes them.
O'Keefe says that's something the council has tried to do more of, especially since they can't always help these artists out with money. And they're trying harder to keep an eye on emerging talent, like spoken word artist Christopher Sims.
I'm not here to judge you. I owe you words of encouragement. I hope these words serve as nourishment.
That was a sample of Sims' work. He is a nationally recognized poetry slam champion, has been named a hero by the audio sharing website SoundCloud. Sims has teamed up with the council for various projects. He has also spearheaded a number of open mics in the Rockford area. People like O'Keefe say embracing and supporting this type of work not only helps out the artists, but will help Rockford become a more attractive and stable community. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.